Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts in the studio. Of course, as always, we got our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hello.
What's happening, y'all?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy, our financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on to our partners out in Reno, Nevada?
Reno, the world's biggest little city.
Biggest little city.
I've never been.
I've never been either.
I would like to.
I've seen Reno 911 before.
It's kind of the same thing.
I'm pretty sure. What now?
I built electric buses for Reno.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, closer than I've been.
So Josh has touched a part of Reno.
Yeah, just a little piece.
He's touched a little part of Reno.
It's in his heart.
It's got his heart. It's
definitely
so cute.
Not in my heart.
So we're talking about guilty pleasure cars. And the professor was talking about his guilty pleasure with the new Beatles.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And see, I'm kind of weird. I like the old new Beatles better than the new Beatles.
I've driven a couple working at car lots, and they're fun to drive cars. I really liked it. I think it was 2013 when they came out with the new Beatles.
The new?
I thought it was a better looking car. And, again, I was looking at, I guess, the most masculine that you're going to get and still say you drive a Beetle. I was looking at a black-on-black leather, 6-speed turbo.
It's pretty
nice car.
Pretty sexy for a bug.
Yeah.
It's a nice insect you got there, bud.
It's closest to a new 911 I'm ever going to get.
Oh, man. It's like a Porsche, kind of.
Except
really,
it is. Except
so
the
nice.
Engine's in the front, and it's front-wheel drive, and it's a Volkswagen.
Hey. A man can dream, you know? You close your eyes, you're behind the wheel of that 911.
You're banging gears in a German car, you know? That is definitely a guilty pleasure car.
It is a guilty pleasure car. It is a guilty pleasure car.
Well, what would yours be?
You know what?
In Kansas City, C4 Corvette.
I was about to say, besides C4.
That's not a guilty pleasure car. That right there is just a pleasure car, period. Those are magical. Those are magical. I love C4 Corvettes.
I do, too.
I'm a fan.
I do, too. We had a good C4 Corvette talk over the weekend. Somebody saw a steel blue 91
exactly.
Rolling around
did.
TR.
Yeah, Cubby wasn't able to make it this week. But, yeah, I mean, and they only made, what, 800 and...
835 and
it
91.
Scares me how you know those things.
My brother had one.
It's like, I mean, you ask Richard his birthday, he has to think about it. How many steel blue 91 Corvettes they make? 835.
That's so true, too.
My brother had one.
I want to take you to Vegas and play blackjack. I just think we're going to win, you know?
I believe so.
We're going to be Rain Man in it.
Exactly. Richard walks in. Bet.
I'll read a book on the way there.
Counting cards for dummies. But a guilty pleasure car for me and something, there's a few. One, Land Rover Discoveries. I love those things. And I know they are turd baskets.
Oh, yeah.
I've owned two of them, and I love, and both of them were turds. But I absolutely love them. They're just cool. I just think they're a classy ride. Horrible, but classy.
Yeah, a lot, and a lot of the cars you like you like Rolls Royces and old Jags and stuff.
Yes, and I'm getting into that, but I love Land Rovers, and I like them. And I'll tell you something I really like. You want to talk about an expensive turd? A Defender 90.
Oh wow.
I love those things.
Defender 90, man. Yeah, those things are stupid money.
Crazy money now.
Like $50,000 to $100,000.
Yeah, like ever since Freddie Prinze Jr. had one in that movie.
When you could just get a Jeep Wrangler, that would be probably better at everything.
Yeah, but it's a Jeep. It's not a Rover. You know what I mean? You're not that guy. When you come pulling up in a Land Rover, people know you got money to pay to keep that thing running.
That's true. English cars.
It is. It is the It's the creme de la creme of repairs. You know, I mean, it's like, hey.
It is. It is. Kind of like Jaguars used to be. It's the IDGAF off-roader.
I'm that guy.
I like that acronym.
I like that. That's a good one. I tell you, another one is the Jags, the XJs.
I have never liked them, dude.
I love them.
I think they're beautiful.
I absolutely love. Now, if you want to make me fall in love with one, V8 it. Chevrolet V8 it.
Little Cam 350, 327.
Oh, man. I had a Vandenplas. It was like an 81.
Doesn't that feel good to say?
Vandenplas.
Hey, my old Vandenplas.
They had the little J-shifter. It was all done up right, but it had a carbureted small block in it. I love that thing.
Never have liked them, man.
Had a set of inky wheels on it.
Was it blue?
No, it was burgundy and had the five-hole, like the Champ 500 inkies on it.
I was going to say, I almost bought that car, I think. It had some inkies on it, but they were five-spoke, and it didn't have the rivets and all that. I almost bought it from Walt Gas. It had a 350 in it.
If you got the stinky inkies on a Jag with a small Chevy, you got something.
And I was like 18 when I almost bought that car, man.
That was a classic
car. You couldn't tell me nothing.
I thought that was just like, that's class, and it goes fast.
It wasn't that fast.
But. No, well, I mean, this one wasn't either. But at the time, it didn't take a whole lot to excite me. I thought a 5-liter Mustang was fast, too. So
it ran.
It would run for a long time. That was the thing. So you don't like Jags?
I hate them. What kills me with them is the shape.
I love it. That is the sick. And the newer, they got better.
Yeah.
I always like the way Jags look.
I like
them. They look like lemons, but... I like them.
They're sexy. I love the lines. I love the lines of the new Jags. But the XJ, that's a sexy car. And then when it gets into, like, what's it, 98, when they start getting real round?
Yeah.
I really like those.
My brother had a 2013 XF. And honestly, that was a big thing that I considered when I bought my Cadillac was I went, you know, he said, come over and drive it. And that kind of, like, laid it in my head, like, I need to get a nice car. Like, it's a whole different experience.
It is. Well, I mean, now you got a Cadillac.
Yeah, no complaints.
It's Cobra-eating Cadillac.
Cobra-eating. Call it a mongoose.
That's right.
I love it.
I do, too. I love the Cadillac, but I love that Jag. That's just, and it's still to this day, I think it's a classy-looking car.
They make beautiful cars. And today they make decent cars also.
Are they any better?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
You know why you never see a high mileage Jag? Because they don't run that long.
Yeah, they don't run that long.
Every Jag is low mileage. You know why? Because they all break about 90,000 miles.
Yeah,
I think they're better now. My brother drove his from 2013 to 2016 and never had any problems with it.
Really?
I mean, it was a new car when he bought it, but...
And he only drove 3 miles a day, but you know what I'm saying.
He drove to the mailbox and back.
Once a week.
Yeah.
But that's one of my guilty pleasure cars is the Jag. Like, I love those cars. And one day, I'm going to have an LS swap one, I believe. That's the one thing, like, if I'm going to be that guy, I'm going to have an LS swapped.
LS swap Jag.
I think that would be killer.
I mean, I could get behind that.
Yeah.
And I would take the factory wheels and, like, I would put me... I mean, you think about it. Big brakes, independent rear suspension, rides great, making about 450 horsepower just cruising.
And getting 25 miles to the gallon and not breaking down all the time.
That's a pretty killer combination.
Yeah, man. I mean, that sounds like a good one.
I mean, I'm a fan of that from way back. But that's one of my guilty pleasure cars. Like, I can feel bad. Like, I feel dirty telling you that.
Like, you should.
I like Jaguars. X-Types. Or not X-Types. Those were horrible. Those were Ford Contours.
That wasn't even a Taurus.
Yeah, what was the S-Type? Was it the
S-Type was Taurus-based.
Yeah, and it was a good-looking car.
It wasn't a bad-looking car.
It wasn't a bad-looking car, but it was a Tortoise.
Yeah, and that X-Type, man, that thing was awful.
It was horrible looking. Horrible, horrible. I tell you what, guys, stay tuned. We've got more Guilty Pleasure Cars headed your way right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right. right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. It's Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. In the studio, as always, we got Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What's happening?
And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour, financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on up in Alpharetta, Georgia? I guess I'll be over in Alpharetta, Georgia.
Over in Alpharetta. Yeah. It's down and over.
Yeah, yeah, down that way.
Down that way and over. Yeah. In Alpharetta.
To the over. Left.
What now?
Over.
Over. In Alpharetta.
It's down yonder.
Down yonder. So we're talking about guilty pleasure cars. And everybody's got like that turd car they love. That one car that you know is bad, but you like it.
What about Josh and Breezy over there? What do they got?
Yeah, you don't want anything else? The trip's your little guilty trigger?
I'm going to say one, but it's expected of me. 98 Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Yeah, those are awful cars.
Those are horrible cars.
They are, but I went through three ditches and landed in a rock, and the only thing that came off of that thing was the little plastic thing around the headlight.
Three ditches.
And a rock.
And a rock.
Landed in a rock.
In the rock.
Yes. Inside the rock.
You landed
face first into the rock.
And you wonder why I'm always driving when you see me.
Yeah, I see that now. And
but no, that was a good car. It really was. Until this day, I know it was my first car.
When's the last time you've seen one of those things?
On the road?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Well, all of the 98s got dogged out. I mean, that's why you don't ever see them anymore. But it was a good car. I liked it.
I'll never, the funniest Mitsubishi Eclipse story I ever had. All right. So when I was married to my first wife, her friend had a turbo, a GST. That's right.
Yeah, there's GST, yeah. Front wheel drive, and a GSX.
Yeah, this was the T, front wheel drive. And my buddy was dating this girl, right?
Right.
And we drove her car to the beach, that little Eclipse. We ran that little thing, and it had a blow off valve on it.
Oh, of course.
Every time we should. Every time, just 13,000 times between here and Myrtle Beach. That thing went off.
You're keeping count.
I mean, just like 5 minutes goes by, we're in high gear running 80 mile an hour downshift. Just do it one time because you can. I loved that. Man, was fun. And that little car would move, and it was kind of cool. Had those the five spoke wheels on it, you know, mm-hmm. The ones that kind of bulged out.
Yeah, those are good looking wheels.
The black with the sunroof.
That's about as cool as an Eclipse is going to get.
Yeah, and it was lowered down. It had a fart pipe on it, you know what I mean? And I tell you what, the little car would move because my first wife had a 93 Z28 that I bought her. And that Z car, it took all it could do to hold that little Eclipse off.
Mm-hmm. You run
the boost up on them a little bit.
And that wouldn't have been played with. But yeah, it took all you could do.
It was a good handling car, too. I mean, it felt like it hugged the road whenever you drove
it. It was a go-kart.
I had the extended wheelbase version of that car in high school. I had a 96 Dodge Avenger, which didn't come with a turbo. And I had several friends that had turbos and manual transmissions. And it was weird, though. Like, the dash was exactly the same.
Really?
Like, yeah, getting in a Dodge Avenger is like getting in an Eclipse, except it's got a little bit of rear seat room.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that thing was small, but I do remember. That's my only real Eclipse story I have other than Paul Walker.
There is something about a blow-off valve that I don't care how old you get. It just it plays to that guttural car guy, like,
when you hear it. You come up to a red light. It don't even sound like that, but we do it anyway.
we like our sounds here at Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
We are. We're fans of the sounds. But I remember driving that thing to the beach, and we tortured that car all the way down there.
And it made it.
Luckily, it made it. It actually, I think, running problems on the way back. I think the check engine light was on the way back.
Yeah, those aren't good cars.
We had to rebuild the blow-off valve twice. I don't know. It's crazy. Don't get that. But
they were pretty. I'm with Bree. They're cool.
They're good-looking cars.
They're like turbo Dodges. Like, you buy one knowing what you're buying. You know, they're not reliable. they break. If you go into it expecting different, you're not going to be happy.
You know what? And the next generation of clips, they were hideous.
They were just awful.
Oh, I hated
awful.
That's why I said 98.
Yeah, they were hideous. I hated those. They got like bad words, and now an Eclipse is a crossover mama wagon. So now everybody that had an Eclipse in high school, now they got a half a dozen kids and can drive an Eclipse again.
You still drive the Eclipse. And
it's bad.
All right, I got my guilty pleasure.
Smitty, I'm on pins and needles over here.
Ford Escort GTs.
I'm with you.
Oh, snap. The 1.9.
The 1.9 HO. You
but
can't
you
forget
can't,
HO.
But you know what, though? You say what you want to. You can't murder a 1.9.
No.
Those things
I
run
one.
Forever.
I owned one, man, and I beat that thing to the dirt.
My buddy Ben
running.
Had one. Remember Ben Mills in high school?
Ben Mills had it. This was new.
It was newer. It was white, remember?
Yeah.
Mine was.
He tortured that thing. I think they were all white.
Yeah.
And tortured that thing.
Had the cute little body kit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you, man. I'll tell you what. You want to talk about a weird one? Like, this isn't something that I have any desire to ever own, but just coincidentally, on Friday, I was bored at work. I looked up a 92 Ford Tempo GLS 3.0 V6 5-speed.
That's a thing?
They only made them for 1 year because they didn't sell. In 93, they said, all right, that didn't work. So they made them for 1 year. You get a V6 5-speed Tempo. And it's the same as the Escort GT. Like, it had a cute little body kit on it. And I don't think they made very many
That's
of them.
That's an odd duck right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a weird one.
The Tempo was a weird vehicle in itself.
It was one of those vehicles that didn't really need to exist.
No, it didn't.
Like, you could get an Escort and a Taurus.
I tell you what's the funniest Tempo I've ever seen. And this thing was in Hot Rod Magazine. I remember it. This was in the, what was the first year for the Tempo? What, like 87?
84. Uh-huh.
So it was along those lines. Well, the Tempo was a front-wheel drive car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a Pro Street one in Hot Rod Magazine, and it was still front-wheel drive.
Really?
They back half the dummy axle in the back, and it was still a front-wheel drive car. It still had the Tempo motor in it, and it just had big tires under the back of it.
That seems like a lot of work to not...
It was a show car, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
It looked like a pro stock car, but it was still a whatever.
Like, you did all the heavy lifting already. Why not just go ahead and throw a 302 in there?
Nope.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I remember it vividly. It was yellow.
Huh. What a weird waste of money. That's a guilty pleasure right there.
Yeah. Fake pro street cars.
That's still a four-cylinder.
Yeah, but, you know, that fuel mileage, though.
Yeah, you know, you're still getting the 30.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't even think it was a 5-speed. It's even worse.
I think it would have been a 5-speed. Or an automatic. Could have been a 3-speed.
Oof. I don't know. I can't get into the Tempos. I can't get into these commercial breaks either. But you know what? We got to get them in and pay some bills around here. Guys, we're talking about guilty pleasure cars this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And, of course, we have Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, y'all?
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma?
Woot, woot.
Isn't there like a Oklahoma City, Kansas?
It's like so good you have to say it twice.
The Missouri City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri, I think is what that one's
called. It's all the
same. It's whatever. So we're talking about guilty pleasure cars, and we got off on the Escort GT.
Man, I loved it, dude. I loved it.
But I'll tell you another one I like along those lines. I'm a big fan of the ZX Deuces, ZX2 cars.
That's right. You do love those.
That's when they started going grandma-ish.
ZX2, the thing was shaped like a bar soap, dude. That's futuristic.
Had a little 3 slits for the grill in the front. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a sexy car, though. I like the ZX2.
That's the beginning of the ZTEC engine, and, I mean, you could get one of the 5-speed. They were zippy little cars.
They were zippy little cars. They'd fly. I had a black one that was loaded out that I bought through the night sale. That thing was a great car.
That's what I don't get, is buying a car like that that's loaded out. Like, you're in Mustang territory at that point, like, price-wise.
Yeah,
you
but...
know, when you're getting the ZX2 with leather.
Well, you know, a ZX2 was the only one. You couldn't get a Focus with leather, but a ZX2 you could get with leather.
You could eventually get a Focus with leather, and the reason I know that is because my buddy Brian, when he was the GSM at D&D Ford, said, "Do you want to order a car?" And I said, "I do." I ordered a $22,000 Focus sedan with leather and a 5-speed that was bright blue.
That never sold, I bet.
And I left before it did.
You're in clearance. That was the 2007 that was there in 2009?
Yeah. Well, the car was a 2006, and... 2007s were hitting a lot when I left. And,
he said in December of 2007, it was still there.
Yeah, I got quite a talking to for that. Yeah. It's the nicest Focus you ever saw.
Ever.
It had everything.
It could be no worse than some
with,
of the...
With a 5-speed?
It could be no worse than some of the Ford trucks they ordered, though.
Yeah,
they used to order horrible Ford trucks. I even, like, literally came up to the sales manager one time. I'm like, "Do you even look at these sheets when you start checking things off, or what?"
Yeah, do you know what this stuff means?
Like, I mean, I would go out and show somebody a truck, and then usually you could, you know, just walk up to the truck and kind of pinpoint, you know, what it was going to be, a V6 truck or what. They would order one loaded out with a 4.2 in it. Drove me nuts. Like, you had this loaded out FX2. You know, had the monochrome bumpers and all that stuff. Nice insides, windows locks, all this stuff. Like, yeah, what's the guy? So I'm sure it's probably got the 4.6 or 5.4 even in this one. Nope, 4.2 when you look at the sheet. It's a 600 truck.
That was a weird time in new cars, though. That was when, like, I think Smitty was about to say, like, we were really trying to move to the smaller motors and whatnot.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that was one of the worst Ford motors ever made.
They were horrible.
God, I hated them things, dude.
I had good luck with them. I mean,
a 5.43 valve. That was a time bomb waiting to happen.
Those are not good. The you know, the OG 5.4s weren't too bad.
No. My buddy Rob Downs, he put like 380,000 miles on the 7700, the light duty FT50, had the OG 5.4 in it, and I think like he ended up just getting a new vehicle. It ran forever.
It ran forever.
Yeah, it's probably still running. It's probably not still running.
It is. I mean, that's... The 7700 was an odd truck. It wasn't an F-150. It wasn't an F-250. It was like an F-200.
His was the year, I think it was 98, where they actually had F-250 badging.
Yeah, but they were 7-lug.
Yeah.
That's odd. You better try to order custom wheels for that.
No, absolutely
I'm
not.
Rocking that 7-lug.
7 lugs.
I'm not
seven
sure lug. That's an option.
Ain't nothing worse. There's only one wheel worse than that, and that was the 6-lug Dakota wheel.
Oh.
They were kind of a little odd, too. But.
Yeah, but Dakota RTs came with good-looking wheels.
Well, mine, which I bought it from a buy-here-pay-here lot, come with 15s.
Oh, somebody swapped them?
Oh, Lord, dude.
Because they had, what, like 18s on them?
17s. Yeah. 255, man, 55, 17.
Yeah, I don't remember all that. Mine had 20s. Time it left.
Twinkies.
I mean, you step in the gas, try to get out in traffic, dude, and I mean, all you would do is just leave black streaks in the road. You wasn't going anywhere, but it sounded like
it did that
flying.
With the 17s too.
Yeah,
the RTs were fun trucks.
I love them. It's one of man. I've got a soft spot in my heart for them. I want one.
And that's another thing you don't find anymore is clean RT trucks.
No, they're either clean pawpaw trucks or they're beat down,
beat to pieces.
I took Breezy on our first date in a Dakota RT.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Wish
I got
I had
it stuck
back.
In our yard.
Yeah, she did.
Go me.
I like the RTs. And I'm not a big Dodge truck fan, but I like the RTs.
It was a special truck. Like, it was, you know, by the time they came out, the Lightnings were higher end supercharged trucks. The Dakota was a clean slate muscle truck. They were cheap.
It was.
It was a base art, you know, base Dakota with a big motor.
You get it was 360, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what the 5.9 RT.
That's a pretty nasty setup in that size truck.
They're very torquey, and as Josh noted, they are burnout machines.
Very.
So they came with limited slip in them and all that stuff?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they were legit. I mean, they were the real deal.
They were fun.
And they had extended cabs, regular cabs?
They did. I'm a sucker for a regular cab, but
I'm too. I like the regular cab.
I'm a pretty little guy.
Man,
so.
I'm tall, man. I like the extended cab because, I mean, that's all it was good for was leg room.
Yeah. It's not like you're putting anyone people. Back there.
They are kind of cool, though. Those were pretty neat. Like, I like the funeral home gray ones and the red ones. And they had red, blue, gray, yellow.
I hated that yellow.
Yeah. I tried to buy a yellow one back in 98, but at the time, I just wasn't. I wasn't there credit-wise
You
yet.
Wasn't there? He nah. said, I wasn't $22,000 focus money yet. I cannot believe you ordered that. It's horrible.
And it was blue.
They probably still have that thing.
It was bright blue, and it was a 5-speed.
With leather. It's got heated seats. Oh man. There's still, that's the only car that D&D Ford ever had that got paid off on the floor plan.
I'll tell you what, whoever bought that thing has got them a one of one.
I promise you. Ultra rare. That thing's going to be in Hemmings Motor News one day.
This idiot car salesman ordered this one. His buddy let him order a car.
The professor's like, I'm that idiot.
That's me.
Nicest focus you ever saw.
Ever. That's a good one, though. I like the Dakotas. That's a good one. I wouldn't even call that a guilty pleasure. Those were cool, man.
Yeah, they are.
Those are legit cool.
That is. That's legit cool, Professor.
And it's like you was talking about, I mean, if you try to find one, like, if you find a clean one now, I mean, they're going for anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 still.
Mm-hmm. Or you can get one for $2,500.
That has everything.
That has a ladder rack on it. You know? Yeah.
That's got a history.
Salvage history.
Police still looking for it.
Oh, Lord. Oh. I don't know. I like the Dakotas. I'll give you that. It's not even a guilty pleasure. That's a good ride. Those were kind of neat. And then, of course, Josh gets in his 20s on it.
I had to. Man, I went in intentionally or with intentions to buy 17s. And the guy that I went and talked to, he was like, look, dude, I can get you these for X amount of money, or I can get you these 20s for like $100 more.
And I had to go Twinkies.
I mean, 3 inches is 3 inches, you know what I mean?
We'll gap, yo. We won't do that.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm just as bad. I'm just as bad.
Yeah, good salespeople can make you do.
Make you do funny things.
Yeah, make you do funny things.
You need these here 20s. Well, how about the people that bought 21-inch wheels?
Or 19s.
Oh, I have 19s on my Infiniti. And it sucks.
How do you get
the worst
tires?
Thing in the world. You marry a mechanic.
19-inch tires. You know, we were talking about the Cougars. There was a Roush Cougar at Ponies in the Smokies, the show we were at the other week. And, you know, there was a custom one that used to run around Greenville, yellow, and they had a ton of work done to it. I think a chick drove it, actually.
I think so. It's a yellow Cougar.
Yeah, it's a yellow Cougar. But it had 19-inch wheels on it. I remember that. I'm like, how odd that was.
Yeah, that was like the Betamax.
I didn't know it had 19s on the Betamax of wheels.
Never really took
it's
off.
It's the worst wheels in the world to have to try to find.
I bet.
Awful.
When you do, you're going to pay.
Yeah,
plenty.
Outrageous.
Outrageous. I tell you what's outrageous, these darn commercial breaks.
I know.
Every
man.
Time we get going, got to stop again. Hey, I'm telling
time.
You.
I'm blaming Patrick.
All right, guys, we're talking guilty pleasure cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. And as always, in the studio, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey.
What up, y'all?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Financial advisor / car guru, the professor himself.
What's going on to our friends across the pond at Kent, England and Brands Hatch Speedway?
That's what I'm screaming, kids.
How about that, friend of the show?
Exactly. I'll be visiting that there May 29th. I'll be flying out across the pond calling all the action in American Speed Fest. And of course, we're going to have a lot of fun with that one. We will bring you all the highlights and all the fun stuff from out there at American Speed Fest 7. actually recording a TV commercial for that.
Really?
Yeah, that airs over there, so we'll never see it. But you know what I'm saying.
I mean, hey, there is YouTube.
I'm telling you. I'm going places.
Nah, man.
It's crazy.
Hey, man, I'm just riding your coattails.
Hey, hang on. I hope you can swim, because I'm going across the pond. Hold your breath.
Can I just go in, like, one of your bags?
Sure, just crawl into my overnight bag. Why is this thing so heavy? It smells like Fireball.
You know why.
Oh, it's cinnamon. That's what it is. It's cinnamon.
This candle smells like Fireball.
I posted that the other day.
Oh. So, we're talking about guilty pleasure cars.
I've got the perfect one.
What's that?
Ooh.
I got the perfect one.
She slid in there quick, didn't she?
Dang. Yeah. I'm actually just saying this to make fun of Patrick. The FJ.
Oh, the FJ Cruiser. That's kind of like, I think that, you know, just the name.
Shots
just
fired.
The name makes me feel like it's like Toyota's version of the PT Cruiser. You know?
Patrick, get that dump button ready, buddy.
Yeah, everything I can think of with FJ, I can't say.
Female Jeep, the end. I feel like anything else.
We have a teller at work, and every day this guy comes in that has one, and I always say, like, when I'm back there, when he comes in, like, hey, ask that guy if that's his daughter's car. She doesn't get it.
Oh,
don't look at me and crack your knuckles like that.
I mean, Patrick, you know, that's a pretty tough ride for your kid sister, okay? I mean, it's fine.
Man, them things got three windshield wipers. It don't even make no sense.
What?
That is kind of crazy.
Three windshield wipers and one headlight.
Oh. Hey, I got one better than that. Three windshield wipers, one headlight, zero chance of getting you laid. That's epic.
Then how am I engaged?
That don't, no. I won't tell you something, but I've been married. That has nothing to do with getting laid. I assure you. Yeah, getting married for sex is like buying a 747 for the peanuts, okay? I'm just telling you right now, you're going at that the wrong way. And if you're going to pick up chicks, the FJ Cruiser is definitely not the way. A bus pass.
They love that tropical sand color.
Tropical sand.
It reminds them of going on a safari. Seeing Steve Irwin
at Anderson Beach.
Watch me now. Watch me now.
Crikey.
He's really pissed off now. But it's a. No. You know what? The FJ Cruisers are actually, they're not as bad as we let on. We pick on Patrick because he drives one. If Patrick drove a Lamborghini, we would make fun of him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If he rolled up in a Rolls, we would make fun of him.
Especially if it had three windshield wipers.
And one headlight.
But
you got Jacob Dylan over there.
He's got three windshield wipers. I mean, for what? You know what I'm saying?
So you see that your headlight's out.
I love it.
Patrick, you know, we love you. And the only reason why I did this to you is because you were the best.
We host the number one automotive talk show in the Southeast, and our producer can't keep a damn headlight in that damn car to save his life. Every time, like, he plays musical, like, they go out, like, the left one, then the right one, the left one, then the right one. I'm going to buy him a complete set of bulbs and just start fresh.
And we just talked him out of the studio.
And just for the record, the producer has left the studio.
He has left the studio, and you know what that means?
Free for all.
Hey, now.
I mean, segment eight is going to be a lot of fun.
That's what I'm screaming, kids. But the FJ Cruisers are not all bad. I mean, they
really are not.
They're okay if can't do no better. And
from what Patrick says, it has a banging system.
He has talked about his booming system
He does.
Like, it's, he's LL Cool J.
That's nice to have.
Girl, stop by with my booming system.
It's got to be loud so you can't hear people around you in the other cars laughing at you for driving it.
I can see why it has that now. Three windshield. I didn't know that thing had three windshield wipers.
I didn't know anything had three windshield wipers. I don't think 747 jets have three windshield wipers.
They got three windshield wipers and they're like, what, 8 inches long?
Hey, Patrick, let me hold 12? A windshield wiper.
Let me borrow
like it
one.
I wish I had an extra headlight.
It needs a third headlight.
Patrick hates me right now.
You can't get mad. That was a whole segment last week of me getting roasted about my ponytail and my hair. And
you know, the kids on the block.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what? There's worse things. You can always trade your car in. He can't get rid of that.
Actually, I can down there at the Great Clip, $6.99 for a haircut.
$6.99.
You don't undo New Kids on the Block.
This is true.
There's just some things that are irreversible.
Backpatcher's three wiper blades.
Oh, Richard, final thoughts on the guilty pleasure cars.
I think we all have them.
Everybody has one. Yeah. Everybody has them.
I don't think we can explain it. You know, heart wants what it wants.
The heart wants what it wants.
It often doesn't agree with the wallet or the bank account.
Or credit score.
Or society.
Or society. Or every other car person.
Yeah, I'm not a real, I mean, the Land Rovers and Jags are pretty bad. They are pretty bad. I had some pretty bad ones there.
I mean, Ford Escort GT. I mean, come on.
That was rough. Man. But you know what? When's the last time you've seen one? That could be a collectible. Seriously. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I could see that.
Because you know that somebody out there did baby one.
Oh, yeah. There's that low mileage Escort GT.
And you're going to see it on Bring a Trailer next week going for like $25,000. And you're going to be like, well, it costs seven new.
But the guy in the Cobra
right.
had a half price sale, but the Escort GT. What world do we live in?
There are people out there, like my buddy Kevin Edwards, who went to high school with us, his grandmother bought him one new. And he freaking loved that car. And he would be that guy. And he's a car guy. He's got a 65 Mustang now. That would be like if you came across like the perfect Escort GT, you'd be like, gotta have it.
I mean, it's just
if I had money in my pocket and I come across one, I would buy one.
Yeah, they're just cars.
Would you drive it like to the radio station?
Oh yeah.
And what you would realize for sure. when you drive it though is that cars like that actually sucked. Like we remember them a lot better.
It's like it's so much better. What you remember than what it's really like.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I learned that very much with the Z.
It's like C4 Corvettes.
No.
Till you own one, and then you're like, man, this rattle factory, really? You know, like, I like these. But, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's all what you think. You know what I'm saying? If you Absolutely. Like it, I love it.
Absolutely.
And then Breezy, like, she likes Eclipses.
Yeah, because she
had my Eclipses.
Yeah, because it means a lot to her. Like memories, the car itself. I mean, there's no justifying why we like cars that aren't very good.
Yeah, I mean, it's just what you like, you know, whether it be the style or something quirky about it. It's like the the Land Rovers. I'm not a four wheel drive guy, but I just like them.
Yeah,
you know, for some reason I always liked them. And I mean, you know what? Chime in. Tell us what your favorite guilty pleasure car is. Go down to the Hot Rods and Happy Hour Facebook page. Be sure to check it out. Also, be sure to check out Hot Rods and Happy Hour on your Amazon Alexa app, guys. That's something else too cool, too. And be sure to check out the podcast, radio.com. Check out all the past episodes of Hot Rods and Happy Hour. I'm Rob Pitts, and I want to thank you for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.